This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from her home in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Becca, good to talk to you.
How are you, Kyle?
Well, you know, we briefly talked right before we went on air, and I was just explaining to you I'm having some withdrawals from arts and museums, and and I understand we have to do these things to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. I understand that, but it can still be a little bit frustrating.
It is, and I'm you know, you're so ready. I keep saying that I want to go sit in at my table, in my seat at Arkansas Public Theater, and I want to drink my Diet Coke and eat peanut M&Ms with my daughter, you know. But it's going to be a while.
It
is. So we have to make the best of what we've got.
Well, that's why I'm calling you. Help us make the best of what we've got.
Check Trout Fishing in America YouTube channel.
Okay.
Because they did a Father's Day concert yesterday. Not yesterday, on Father's Day.
Right, right. I got you.
Whatever day that was.
Yes.
So check out Trout. But here's some other things that are going on that you can actually go and watch.
Okay.
Arkansas Public Theater, they've branched out into, shall we call it radio theater, radio drama, radio comedy?
Mm-hmm.
They've done a show called Mastergate, a play on words. And it was written by Larry Gelbart, who is the creator of MASH.
And it's political.
It's political. And if you sort of remember the Iran-Contra scandal of the 80s, that was the inspiration. But I'm sure you can find a scandal now that'll inspire you to listen to it. So you can go find that on the Arkansas Public Theater channel on YouTube.
Okay.
If you don't understand YouTube, go to arkansaspublictheater.org. And it'll help you get there. And then they're about to release a radio serial that's like 16 parts called Amanda Kill. Don't know much about it yet, but you can read more about it in Sunday's What's Up. And then Arts Live is doing viral monologues.
Oh, okay.
This is part of the 24-Hour Play Project, which has been around since 1995. And Coleman Clark, who's from Fayetteville, he's a former Arts Life theater artist, and he's deputy director of the 24-Hour Plays, got together with Mark Landon Smith from Arts Life, and they decided they would link professional actors and writers with student actors and writers in the community and charge them with writing and performing a monologue in 24 hours. They've got some great people, Mike Thomas, Natasha Devon, John Walsh, and they all came together with actors like Christy Hall and Ryan Schwartzman and Julie Gable to do this thing, pairing a student with a professional.
Hmm.
And these viral monologues are on the Arts Live YouTube channel. You can go to artslivetheater.com and find the link.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also got on their webpage Living Room Theater, which is a series of recorded readings for plays starring young artists. They've got full productions of Little Women and the Red Badge of Courage.
Oh, my goodness.
And they've got Curtain Up, which is a weekly show that includes fun at-home projects and interviews and trivia and young artist submissions and Arts Live news. So you could be busy for days just on the Arts Live YouTube channel.
And we have days to be busy.
We have lots of days left
yes.
to be busy. And then there's a new recording out by Christian Serrano Torres, who's a cellist.
Right.
It's called Emergence. He said he didn't know when he wrote it, it'd be dropping in the middle of a global pandemic and a worldwide wave of protests against social injustice. But it kind of fits.
Yeah.
He said he imagined it being the story of one coming forth from a cocoon, liberating oneself from the past to become a better version.
Well, perfect for these times, yeah.
And so you can go and you can catch that at serranotorres.com, or you can see the video for Emergence at youtube.com/serranotorres. One more.
Okay.
The Shiloh Museum has a new exhibit up I haven't even written about, but I know it exists. It's called Queen for a Day.
Oh, tell me more about this.
It's based on a museum exhibit that was scheduled back in 2019 and was supposed to open to the public on June 23rd. Well, the museum's still closed. So they went ahead and installed the exhibit, as they normally would, and then created a virtual exhibit that you can go see online until they say the happy day when we can once again open our doors to the public.
Well, again, this
is a lot of awkward hugging.
This is doing the best with what we have. I appreciate this, Becca.
Absolutely. And you can find out more about that at shilohmuseum.org/project/cleanforaday, or just go to shilohmuseum.org and it'll direct you. And if you want to go to the NWADG website, you might enjoy reading last Sunday's What's Up cover story, which is about the writer's colony at Derry Hollow in Eureka Springs.
Oh, and they're doing some pandemic-related kind of stuff.
Well, they're also doing, in the middle of a big renovation. You know, it started life as Derry Hollow House, a country inn that Crescent Dragon Wagon and her husband Ned Shank created. It was like the first Arkansas example of farm-to-table dining.
Right.
And Nouveau Ozarks cuisine. And then in 1998, they transformed the inn into the writer's colony. And then Ned Shank was killed in an accident riding his bike, and Crescent moved away. And it's been rocking along being the writer's colony. But now they're refurbishing all the suites, and they're honoring Crescent. And her mother, Charlotte Zolotow, was a suite of their own. So you can read all about what's going on there and see pictures. It'll be just like you're there, I promise.
All right. And that web address again is?
That web address again is NWADG, like Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.com, or you can go to NWAonline.com. Go to the replica edition. That's our new thing. It looks just like the newspaper, except prettier, because all the colors are really pretty.
Yeah, they pop.
And so you
at
can
you.
See how this was laid out, and just like you would if it came to your house.
Well, it's still coming to your house.
Well, it can still come to your it's coming to your house.
But I mean,
just like everything else, virtually.
Right, there you go. All right, Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat
Gazette.
Thank you, Becca. We'll talk again soon. How's that?